The Coram Deo Church Community is a church rooted in the gospel of Jesus Christ and committed to living on mission in the city of Omaha. For more information, visit cdomaha.com.
As we close this morning, I want to tell you about how that is happening even on a whole church scale. Okay, so we just talked about missional communities and that Coram Deo is organized around these dozens of little missional communities. But it's also true that Coram Deo as a whole is a missional community. Right? We are a community of people on mission together in the city of Omaha. And our mission, very simply, is to glorify God by making disciples and by planting churches. And what we want to see is a movement of gospel renewal happen in Omaha. We want to see God use us to help to spur and generate a movement of renewal around the gospel so that we would see the gospel renew people and turn them into disciples of Jesus. And then we would see the gospel renew churches and turn them outward so they begin to ask questions of why are we here? What would it mean for us to be God's people in our city? We want to see the gospel renew our city so that the kingdom of God is more visible in Omaha, Nebraska, so that we can pray with the Lord's Prayer. God, your kingdom come, your will be done here as it is in heaven. As we've given ourselves to that mission over the last 6 years, that mission has created community. As a church, as a whole big missional community, we've begun to feel a sense of kinship and partnership with other churches in our city that are about the same things. And there's one church in Omaha, perhaps more than any other, that we feel a sense of kinship and friendship and partnership with, and that is the church that Justin prayed for earlier today, Core Community Church, which is our partner Acts 29 church in the city of Omaha. We're both part of the Acts 29 network together, and what that means is that Core is on the same mission that we are, that they share the same distinctives that we do, that they share the same vision and longing for our city. And as we've pursued God's mission in our city alongside Core these past 6 years, God has built a sense of synergy and chemistry and friendship between us. So much so, in fact, that he's led us to sort of a radical and exciting step of faith. And so I'm excited to announce this morning that next month, Core Community Church will officially merge with Coram Deo. They will become a part of us. Yes, you can clap. This is exciting. We're going to join together in the mission of God together. And pragmatically, how that's going to work is Core is going to shut down their church, and they're going to join us in our mission and, in a sense, come on board with us in the mission of planting churches, making disciples, renewing our city. And so now, in light of that, you know a little more why I'm getting after your idolatry of community this morning, right? Because if your end goal is community, if your end goal, if what you're living for is close friendships or even close Christian friendships, right? Then you're going to see a merger like that as a threat. Because after all, there's going to be a couple hundred people added to our church over the course of the next few months. What if my friendships get disrupted? What if my missional community has to multiply? Right? If I'm about friendship and relationship, this is now threatening and scary. But see, if you've taken up your cross and you've begun to follow Jesus on his mission, then this is exciting because this means more momentum, more people, more leaders, more resources to push forward the mission of God in our city. You've all heard of churches splitting, right? Happens every other week. Not very often do you hear of churches merging together and joining in a sense of unity to be about the mission of God in a particular place. And so this is a really exciting thing. It's going to be complete chaos all fall, all right? Nothing is going to be predictable throughout the fall, because it's just going to take a lot of logistical work to make this thing happen. And I want to ask you, Core is announcing this to their church this morning, about 10 minutes from now. So if you already tweeted this, shame on you, but don't do that, all right? especially if people at CORE are following you or something. Just another hour or so will be good. We don't want them to find out through the grapevine. We want them to find out from their pastors. So I'm asking three things of you, all right, in light of this. Number one, die to yourself. I'm just asking of you the same thing Jesus said. Take up your cross and follow me. This isn't about you. It's not about your comfort. It's not about what you desire. It's not about your need for relationship and friendship. It's about God and his mission and his glory and all the things he made you to need and desire get fulfilled as you pursue him. So let's be a people who die to ourselves. Secondly, I'm asking that you would pray. Okay? I'm asking that you would pray diligently and pray fervently and pray with insight for this merger and how it's going to affect our churches and even the broader witness that it will have in our city. There's a lot of things to pray about. There's a lot of things to pray for. And my hope is that this merger is really just going to ratchet up the level of prayer in our church and our commitment to praying and especially praying together. Every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, we have a church-wide prayer gathering. And I want to invite you to come and be a part of that. Because I know there's all kinds of reasons why. I know you pray by yourself and you have your own prayer life. And so you're praying all the time unceasingly. And so there's no need for you to come to a prayer meeting. But in case it might be helpful for you to build a discipline, I want to invite you to come and pray with us. But whether you're doing it by yourself as you're driving to work or in groups in your missional community or with us as a whole church, I want to ask you to pray diligently. And then finally, I just want to ask you to be excited. It's an opportunity for faith or fear. It's an opportunity for responsibility or passivity. Right? It's responsibility to live for the cause of Christ or to default to comfort. I want to ask that you would choose the hard road, that you would have a sanctified sense of joy and excitement in what God has done and is doing in our church and in our city. There are more stories behind this than I can possibly go into of how God has led us to this point, but this is something the Holy Spirit is doing. And so we really believe that the cause of planting churches and seeing gospel renewal in our city is going to be greatly accelerated as we do this together rather than as two separate entities. And so this really is about us pursuing most effectively the mission of God in our city. And so I know that's big news and perhaps sort of weighty, right, as we think about the implications for our community. And so I want to close us this morning by praying and by leading us into communion. Let's pray together. Thank you, Jesus, that one of the things you prayed for your church when you left the earth was that we might be one, even as you are one, so that the world might know that it was God who sent you. And that our unity and our oneness is a testimony to the triune nature of the Trinity. So God, we thank you for our brothers and sisters at CORE. We thank you for the ways you've united our hearts together in the mission of God. We thank you even for the chaos and craziness and uncertainty of trying to bring two bodies of people together and unite them around one mission. God, I know there's brand new people who this is their first Sunday at Coram Deo, and so they're sort of like, I don't even know what to do with this information. There's other people that have been around a long time. There's even people here who used to go to CORE and now they go to Coram Deo, and so I'm sure there's all kinds of diverse reactions. I'm sure there's all kinds of things being thought and felt in this room this morning. Pray that by your Spirit you would sort out for us what is simply the reaction of our flesh or of our desire for comfort? What is the true response of the Spirit that you've placed within us? God, I pray for us that we would believe deeply, and not just believe intellectually, but believe in a way that it gets expressed in our lives, what Jesus says to us. That if we lose our lives for your sake, then we really find life. And I pray that our passion and our desire this fall would be to lose our lives in pursuit of your mission. And that as a result of that, we might gain life and find life and be given life that only you can provide. God, would you accelerate your purposes in our city and your glory in our city. Would you allow that your kingdom would come and your will be done in Omaha as it is in heaven? And would you let us have the joy and the privilege of being a part of that in our generation? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.